This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the Human-Animal Connection Show, where we believe we can communicate with all animals. Join us as we explore the 33 principles and healing methods of the human-animal connection. As animal lovers, we know that you share our commitment to making the world a kinder place for all creatures. Together, let's embrace the transformative healing power of the human-animal connection.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Human-Animal Connection podcast. I'm so happy to have Ellie Lax with me. She is the author of a couple of books, My Gentle Barn and Cow Hug Therapy. So just so happy to have Ellie back on. She's been on our show a couple of times, and I said, you have to come back and tell me about your donkeys, because I know my listeners know that I am just gaga when it comes to donkeys. And so I know Ellie has so many wonderful stories about her life with donkeys. So Ellie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited about talking about donkeys.
I know. It's like, yay, we get to talk about our favorite thing, donkeys. Yeah. So how did you fall in love with donkeys? What's your donkey story?
Who doesn't love donkeys? I mean, my God, I know. Little muzzle and those giant ears and those huge eyes. I mean, they're Eeyores.
Yeah.
You can't not love donkeys. But we got our very first donkey in 2003. I started the Gentle Barn in my little half-acre backyard, but then 4 years later moved to our main location here in Los Angeles, California, which is 5 acres. And it's where people come to visit on Sundays, and we do private tours and school field trips, and we have lots and lots of herding humans come to find solace and sanctuary with our animals here at the Gentle Barn. And we had horses and cows, chickens, goats, sheep, pigs. And I met a man who had a donkey sanctuary, and he invited us out to go see it. I think that he has since moved to Tehachapi, but at that time he was in Lancaster. And it was a little donkey rescue. And we went on a very blustery day. I mean, the wind was roaring so fast and so loud, we could barely hear each other. And I got out of the car thinking, oh my God, it's going to be miserable because the weather was so bad. But the minute we entered the pasture of donkeys, the cuteness took over. It was as if the wind stopped. And all of a sudden, it became this magical experience surrounded by donkeys, all shapes and sizes, all different shades of gray to very dark, dark gray, almost brown. And I was in heaven.
Yeah.
So I started asking this man as he toured us around about the various stories and what the donkeys have been through. And we met one particular donkey. His name is Addison. And he proceeded to tell us this horrendous story about two brother donkeys who were forced to pull rocks, do excavation and manual hard labor for this guy. And if you don't know, you could twirl a rope around and spook a horse to move forward, which isn't the nicest thing in the world, but I mean, people do that to get them to move. You can't do that same thing with donkeys. When donkeys are hit or threatened, they freeze. And I mean, this man wanted them to pull heavy things and do hard manual labor. The donkeys froze because it was way too heavy for them. The man proceeded to beat them. And the more he beat them, the more they froze. And the more they froze, the more he beat them until he almost beat them from it within an inch of their lives.
Wow.
The man was subsequently arrested and thrown in jail. And the donkeys were then brought to the donkey sanctuary. Addison's sibling was beat so bad that he had no will to live, and he actually passed away, leaving Addison at this donkey sanctuary to heal his wounds and to physically recuperate. Once he had recovered physically, Addison had a very deep-seated fear of humans. Mm-hmm. And so he huddled with the other donkeys. He was in a deep depression from the loss of his brother and from all they'd been through. And he kind of stayed on his own, stayed to himself. And when the man learned of what we did at the Gentle Barn, he said, you know, maybe you should take Addison home. We've healed him physically, but maybe you could take him the rest of the way and heal him emotionally. And I was thrilled at that prospect. His story broke my heart. His face just melted me. And if there was anything we could do for Addison, I would be honored. It was a privilege. And so we brought Addison home, and it took another almost 2 years to be able to even touch him. He was so scared. And so at the Gentle Barn, we have a protocol with terrified animals that instead of trying to touch them, trying to hold them, trying to get near them, which only makes them more defensive, we back off and almost borderline ignore them completely. And we lavish attention and care on the other animals so that terrified animal can see that we are trustworthy. And so for almost a year and a half, we groomed the other horses and brushed the other horses and gave the other horses carrots and played with them. And Addison watched. And then eventually Addison saw that we were trustworthy, that we didn't lose our temper, that we would never hit him. And he finally allowed us to pet him.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship. I came to find out that Addison loves to be stroked on his forehead and he loves his ears to be rubbed.
Yes.
And around the same time that we took Addison in, we also rescued a miniature horse from severe, severe abuse. And the two had a lot in common.
Yeah.
Their shared hatred and fear of humans and their torture that they had been through. So they bonded immediately.
Oh, great.
And so much so that they shared a bedroom. And the two of them were inseparable, this really cute, tiny little black miniature horse and this adorable fuzzy gray donkey. They played tug of war. They chased each other like puppy dogs. They wrestled and played, and they had a beautiful friendship. And a few years ago, Bonsai passed away. He got very, very sick and passed away. And Addison has not been the same.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that it triggered a lot of loss and grief from his original trauma losing his brother.
Yeah.
And then just his bond and his friendship and his love of life with Bonsai. Now he has to grieve two losses. And so we tried so hard over the last several years since Bonsai passed away to get, we got three girl donkeys thinking that would pull him forward. And he just never really bonded with them. And then we got another male miniature horse thinking maybe they could have a friendship, and it just didn't work. And so now he's content to be in the horse yard with the other horses, but he really hasn't bonded with anyone special.
Yeah.
And what he really wants is to be taken for walks. And so my promise to Addison is that he will be taken on an adventure every single day, because that's the thing that he lives for. That's the thing that fills him with joy. And sometimes we just meander around the property as he munches grass and pulls leaves off trees. Other times he leads me through the wash on some kind of wily adventure through the neighborhood. When the weather warms up, I want to load him into a trailer and take him to Vasquez Rocks, which is a very famous, beautiful, scenic place here near the Gentle Barn, where we can go. The Vasquez Rocks, they're like deep red, beautiful, beautiful rocks. As a matter of fact, they were featured in a lot of Star Wars and Star Trek movies and old Westerns. And so I want to take him there. I want to start finding places to take Addison so he can see the world, he can feel special, and he can have these adventures, because really that's what he's living for.
Yeah. Well, the bond, donkey bond, is so deep and profound. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why we do therapy work with donkeys, is to show people what the bond looks like viscerally, you know, because when they do have a bonded pair, like they eat together, they look up to see what's going on together. They move this way, they move that way. They it's like some kind of in syncness that is beyond words, obviously, literally, the, you know, the way they just function as a unit. And it's so beautiful to watch. I know. In Switzerland, there's a law, you can't have a single donkey. You have to have two, you know? So some countries understand this.
But, oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so profound to see how deep it is. And then, of course, it's so horrible when you've got a bonded pair and one passes. And it's not easy to replace. It's like you can't just go get another one. Let's go to the store and get another donkey. It doesn't work. I don't know what it is about. We're very lucky the two we adopted because they were a bonded pair. And we didn't know it at the time when we adopted them. And we found out only a couple months later that they are mother and daughter,
We didn't know that. And it's just so beautiful to watch the dynamics. And, you know, sometimes they'll have a little bicker, but a bicker is 3 seconds long, you know, rah, 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 you know, like push one, rah, rah, and it's over. And they're back to eating out of the same bowl. It's so sweet. I mean, I think that donkeys as therapeutic partners is something that I know you are committed to. I'm committed to. We want to educate the world about how special donkey. All animals are special. It's not like a rating thing or anything, but there's something about donkey sweetness and donkey presence that's just priceless. I don't know. What do you think? What is it about donkeys that's so magnificent? What do you feel?
Well, I mean, I think that they look magical. They're like some kind of mythical, magical creature that I feel like we as humans shouldn't even get used to what they look like. Like every time we see a donkey, or for that matter, every single animal, we should be in awe, like we've just discovered a unicorn.
Yeah.
But also it's their very gentle, sweet, kind nature. You know, at the Gentle Barn, we have 13 different species of animals. And for the most part, it is very laborious to introduce a new member into the family because horses will fight and kick and bite, and pigs will bite, rip each other's ears off, and chickens karate chop each other. Like all animals are kind of designed to protect their family and ostracize newcomers. And I thought at the Gentle Barn that the only exception from that was cows. You can introduce cows to each other any day of the week, anywhere, and they will instantaneously accept each other. And I thought that that was the exception, but I just recently learned that donkeys are the exception too.
Wow.
So we just transported two male donkeys from Missouri to our California Gentle Barn.
Wow.
And we also brought two horses. The horses took next close to 4 months to acclimate to each other. And we just recently took down the divider and allowed them to be one big equine family. The donkeys were family the very next day after their arrival.
Wow.
So Chance and Remy are the two Missouri donkeys. We brought Addison right over to them because he's the elder. They touched noses. We put Addison in the pasture and they scampered off together. And then the very next morning, we added the females and it was insta family.
Wow.
There was never any aggression, no violence. They are very docile, gentle, sweet, thoughtful creatures. And you know, in our world, there's a lot of sayings about animals that I have found to be very inaccurate, right? Like sweating like a pig. Pigs don't even sweat. Cows are dumb. That couldn't be farthest from the truth.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we say that are not true. And one of the things that we say is that donkeys are very, very stubborn. And I would like to say officially that that is not true. Donkeys are not stubborn. Donkeys are highly, highly intuitive and intelligent. And so they're not going to just do something because we ask them to. They're not going to just go somewhere because we decide we want them to go. They are going to use their intellect and they're going to use their intuition and their instincts to decipher for themselves if that is a good idea or not. And so sometimes they're going to put on the brakes because they're using skills that sometimes we don't use to our detriment to determine if going down that alley or down that road is a good idea. And they know things that we don't know. They know that down the road there might be a loose dog, or down the road there might be a lot of traffic. And I have come at the Gentle Barn, instead of trying to tell our donkeys what to do, we follow their lead. If we take Addison for a walk, we are not leading the way. He is. Because they are far more intelligent than we are, and I trust them completely.
Yeah. And that is so beautiful. I that's one of the reasons why we like to help people who've experienced trauma, because one of the things people who've experienced trauma have often lost their sense of safety. And working with donkeys, because donkeys are absolutely driven to be safe and they will do what feels safe. It's not stubbornness. It is innate intelligence, as their sense of safety is so refined. And to be in the presence of being who, without any apology, without any whatever, is just like, this is safe. This is such a good education for people who need to reconnect with their sense of safety. And that's one of the reasons why donkeys can be great little
therapy partners. And it was interesting. One day I had to go to the dog parade, the shelter parade. And I had to get up early in the morning. It threw my donkey routine off. And I couldn't remember if I had given the water or if I'd given the water, had I turned it off because I had done things because I was racing around different. And I was in their corral with the water thing. And I made a half a move. Like I think I made maybe a foot move forward, maybe a head move forward. And they ran from me because I was in a stress state. I had left the house. I had to come back to make sure that the water wasn't running or the thing wasn't empty, you know. So I was in this whole stressy energy and they wanted nothing to do with me. Whereas, you know, 15 minutes earlier, they were my best friends and I was feeding them and everything. And I'm the same person wearing the same clothes, but they could tell that my energy was nothing that they wanted anything to do with. And it was such a great lesson for me because I said, I got to slow down. I don't care if I'm late to the parade and everybody's waiting for me with my dogs. That I cannot be in this energy because look what I just did to my poor little donkey. You know, they forgave me, of course, when I came home for lunch. But it was so clear. I wasn't even aware in that moment that I was that stressed. But they knew instantly from the slightest little body movement that I was not my usual self.
That is amazing. And, you know, I really want to speak to what you just said, because that is not a unique situation. It's really cool in your situation that you got that mirror immediately and realized how you were coming off and what mirror they were giving you. I mean, what if that you actually recognize that? But I want to speak to what you just said, because donkeys live low to the ground, connected to Mother Earth from all 4 feet, connected with the trees, the grass, the leaves, the sky. They are very zen. They are very intuitive, like I said before. And they live in this very kind of zen state. And so they're very, very instrumental in helping us realize the energy that we're carrying and how we're coming across. As you know, we do animal-led therapy here at the Gentle Barn as well, where humans come and they get to heal with these extraordinary animals. And I'll never forget this one session with Addison. There was this young teenager. We do a lot of work with teenagers, either in drug and alcohol rehab centers, domestic violence shelters, homeless shelters, probation camps. A lot of work with teenagers because they're on this precipice where if they can kind of find themselves and steer towards what they want in life, then they will do very well. But if they continue down this downward spiral, they're going to get back into jail and kind of seal their fate. And so I love doing work with them because we can make a really big difference and kind of turn the trajectory of their lives. And we had this one young man who was very fast moving. He was coming across very inauthentic. He was making jokes. He was talking really loud. He was kind of trying to be cool and posture in front of the other people. He was very inauthentic, kind of very not in his body. And there is no one on the planet better to mirror that than a donkey.
Ah.
And we put him in the stall with Addison because I was going to show him how to brush and groom Addison. And Addison took one look at this man and said, I'm out. He receded to the back of his stall and wanted absolutely nothing to do with this guy. And so I took the opportunity to relay what Addison was thinking and experiencing and why Addison was repelled by the scene. And I invited this young person to see if he could take 3 deep breaths in and out, become authentic, find his true self, and really kind of quiet his body, quiet his voice, and see what happened.
Yes.
And I was taking a chance because this young person could have very easily said no and refused, and then I would have lost the lesson. But I was lucky that day because this man did take 3 deep breaths in and out. He did quiet his language, quiet his body, and find his center. And the minute he did that, Addison returned as fast as he possibly could. He stood up against this person, invited him to stroke his ears and rub his forehead. This guy was able to brush his whole body, even clean his feet, take him for a walk, and Addison was right by his side.
Yeah.
And a very deep lesson was learned that day, the power of authenticity, the power of connecting to our true selves. And for a lot of people, it's a real risk to be that authentic and vulnerable, because that veneer, that tough exterior, is sometimes what helps people survive their harsh circumstances, their abuse, and the violence that surrounds them.
Exactly, yeah.
But to become vulnerable in that space with Addison and to get that immediate mirror encouraged this person to take more risks in their own life, to become more authentic in their own relationships, and then get those positive responses that only elicit more and more risk. So it was a wonderful lesson learned by that man, and it was a wonderful lesson taught by Addison.
Yeah, what a great teacher. Beautiful story, beautiful. We're going to take just a short little break. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Hey friends, if you like what you're hearing and want to learn more, check out Dr. Joseph's book, The Human-Animal Connection, Deepening Relationships with Animals and Ourselves. Or visit the website, thehumananimalconnection.org, to book an online consultation. Thank you for loving animals. Now back to the show.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Human Animal Connection. I'm your host, Jeannie Joseph, and I'm interviewing Ellie Lax, and she is the founder of a nonprofit organization, The Gentle Barn. And we're hearing wonderful stories about her donkey, Addison, who taught her so much. And one day she was on a walk with Addison with her young daughter. What happened that day, Ellie?
Yeah, there's so many wonderful memories that I have with Addison, but one of the stories that sticks out when I think of him is the day that he saved me and my daughter from what could be a really horrendous situation. When my daughter was little, her name is Cheyenne, she's now 19, but at the time, I think she was, I don't know, 6, 7, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And every single day, we would take our horses and Addison out for a long walk. The neighborhood was more open then than it is now. And so we had access to trails that lasted forever. And it rained more then than it does now. And so the grass in the springtime was literally knee high. And we'd go out on these trails, exercise the horses, and at some point stop so the horses could gobble up this lush, beautiful grass. And we had so many volunteers that would come and help us. We got to take our entire horse crew out on these walks every morning.
Yep. Wonderful. Wow.
And my daughter would come with me. Like I mentioned before, Addison's best friend was Bonsai, our miniature horse, and Cheyenne would walk Bonsai. And one day, it was a warm day for spring, and we had wandered a good hour, if not more, away from home. And when we were heading back after the horses had, and Addison had grazed, Cheyenne said that she was really, really tired and that she couldn't walk anymore. And Cheyenne was in that age group where she still wanted to be held, and I still held her a lot, but to carry her on my hip for an hour was not something I could do anymore. And I explained to Cheyenne that we were too far away from home and she's too big now for me to carry her for so long. And I asked her to summon up her strength and to walk. So for a good 5 minutes, she really rallied and she tried. But after 5 minutes, she just broke down and she was crying and she was saying she just couldn't. She was so tired. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should call someone at the Gentle Barn to come find us by car. I didn't know if I should try to put her on my shoulders, but knew that I would have completely destroyed my back if I did. And The whole time that I'm trying to figure this out, Addison is staring at me. He's staring at me as if he's trying to tell me something. So I caught his eye and I looked at him and I said, Addison, do you have an idea? He said, let me help. Put her on my back. And I don't know if Addison was ever ridden prior to me meeting him, but I knew for sure that at the Gentle Barn, we never, we don't ride our horses and donkeys. They, their time for carrying people is done and it's our turn to carry them. And after their rehabilitation, they get to retire.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't want to ask him to carry someone when we had never ridden him before. I didn't know if he was going to spook or buck or run away with my daughter. Like, it could be potentially dangerous. I didn't know. And he looked at me as I was trying to work that through in my mind. And he said, trust me, let me help. So I said, are you sure? I mean, are you sure? And he said, I'm sure. Trust me. So I picked Cheyenne up and put her on his back and kind of was still holding the lead rope to make sure that he wasn't going to react negatively. But of course, that was my fear, not my instinct.
Right.
And he looked at me again and he said, trust me, I will take good care of her.
Ah, beautiful.
And he carried my daughter all the way home and not just carried her. He was thoughtful of where he put every single foot. He was careful of every rock that he passed. He was so cautious and careful and slow. And if she kind of leaned to one side, he would get himself back underneath her. He treated her like his most prized possession. And I am so flooded with deep gratitude for him and what he did for my daughter that day and what he did for me and the way that he stepped up and cared so much about her.
Yeah.
I mean, he is such a nice guy. I'm so grateful to him.
Oh, it's such a beautiful story. I mean, such profound understanding of what was needed, such profound caring for the experience of being on his back, you know, and even perhaps never having been ridden or not in any kind of nice way. You know, I mean, my God, it's such depth of beingness that these donkeys have. I mean, we poor donkeys, they have really not gotten respect through history, you know. People say terrible things about them and just use them, and the capacity, I mean, it's so beautiful to that some of us are really wanting to understand who they are as beings, you and me and a lot of other people listening to us. I know there's good folks out there that really care about treating animals better. And I think donkeys have been so misunderstood.
I couldn't agree more, especially if you look at American history. I mean, the gold rush happened because of donkeys.
Right.
They carried people's packs and tents and clothes and food. They ushered them down into the mines and back. They carried all the spoils that they found in there along the rivers. I mean, we owe a debt of gratitude to these donkeys and how they helped us lay the railroad, how they helped us migrate from the East Coast to the West Coast, how they helped us find gold. Donkeys have been by our sides since the beginning of time. I mean, look at the Middle East and how they went through deserts on the backs of donkeys. We owe them a debt of gratitude, and we owe them kindness, and we owe them respite. And if only more of us could open our hearts to who they really are and have them in our back pastures or our backyards and form these deep, deep relationships that you and I are lucky enough to share.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope that today we've inspired some people to do so, whether if they're not able to have a donkey in their backyard, if they can't do that, that's okay. But to find ways that they can help people who are helping donkeys, sanctuaries, rescues, places like My Gentle Barn, The Gentle Barn. It's just, you know, one little thing we could do, one little carrot at a time, we could help donkeys because they deserve it. They deserve better from humanity than they've given so much and they've asked for so little. And it's time we gave them some love and respect and care back. So thank you so much for everything that you do, Ellie Lax. How can people find you and The Gentle Barn?
You know, if you wouldn't mind, I have just a few donkey fun facts. May I?
Oh, yes, please. Yes.
I want to share that donkeys are actually not related to the horse. They're actually related to the zebra. And a lot of people think of donkeys like livestock, like, oh, yeah, they're the same as horses. They're the same as cows. No, they are related to the zebra, and they are much a more wild animal than the horse. People have selectively bred horses for hundreds of years to be bigger and stronger or smaller and more petite, to be faster and lighter. And so horses are actually very hard to care for because they're so far away from their original ancestors that they have very frail legs. You have to trim their hooves every 6 weeks. Their teeth have to be floated. They're kind of not a very strong physical being and require a lot of upkeep, which nothing against horses. We have foot gentle barn and I deeply love them. Because donkeys are a very close relative to the zebra and have not been selectively bred like the horse, they are a much physically hardier animal. We trim our horse's hooves every 6 weeks. We trim the donkey's hooves every 3 months.
Ah.
We float our horse's teeth every year. We check our donkey's teeth every year, but we only have to do them every several years.
Wow.
Because their teeth are stronger, their hooves are stronger, their legs are stronger. Their whole being is physically a stronger species because they have not been watered down. They straight from the zebra. And I think that's also why they are so highly intuitive and why people mistake their intuition for being stubborn.
Ooh, fascinating.
Yeah, donkeys love carrots and oatmeal and molasses cookies, and Addison even enjoys the beets from our garden.
Wow, wow. That's really wonderful. I know my friends at the Donkey Rescue, they give their donkeys animal crackers. Do you?
Oh my God, that's so cute. As if we could make an animal crackers for our donkeys and see if they'll love them.
Oh, I think they will.
We have three donkeys at the Gentle Barn, and this is another amazing story. We have Hope, her daughter Lulu, and her adopted daughter Rosie. So Hope came from extraordinary abuse. She was from Mexico, where they actually smuggled drugs inside of her across the border.
Wow.
And then finally, that whole cartel was busted, and the donkeys confiscated and brought to a donkey rescue. And Hope was actually pregnant at the time. Nobody really knew. And so at the donkey rescue, she gave birth to her daughter, Lulu. Shortly thereafter, the donkey rescue found a newborn donkey in the dumpster that had been thrown away, brought this little donkey to Hope, and Hope adopted her as her own.
Aww. Aww.
So Hope basically has two daughters, Lulu and Rosie.
Oh.
And the donkey rescue, unfortunately, had to close down, and they found homes for all their horses and all their donkeys, but they didn't want to separate Hope and her daughters, and they couldn't find an adopter to take all three. So they reached out to the Gentle Barn, and they said, is there any way that you could take all three? And we said, of course.
Oh.
All three of those donkeys came in, and Rosie actually was very bitey and kicky and kind of badly behaved, and she needed to kind of learn how to be a little bit more respectful. And Hope and Lulu were absolutely terrified, Hope being the worst. And he spent years showing them that they could trust us, showing them that they were safe, halter training them, lead rope training them, and being able to brush their bodies and pick their feet and float their teeth. I mean, it was a long, long process. Finally, they turned into normal donkeys.
Yes.
Just, they forgave the past and they became happy-go-lucky donkeys.
Huh.
And I remember early on having a conversation with Hope where I said to her, when she came into the Gentle Barn, Hope's name was Mama. And so early on, I had conversations with her saying, like, I know that they called you Mama. Are you happy with that name? And she said, you know, actually, I'm not. And he said, I know that I am a mom and I love being a mom, but I also feel like there's so much more to me that has never been explored.
Yeah.
I was young when I was working for the cartel. I was young when I got pregnant with my daughter. And I feel like I want a name that is going to acknowledge that I'm a good mom, but also acknowledge the other parts of me that I've never been able to share with the world. My curiosity, my intuition, my gentleness, my kindness, my maturity. And so I said, okay. And I ran a bunch of different names by her.
Yeah.
And she said that she loved the name Hope.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Because Hope is going to not harp on her trauma.
Right.
But light up the road for her future.
Yes.
And it was such a bright, sparkly name that she loved it. And so
that's how
she got her name.
I love it when animals get their right names. And this is very funny, but the two donkeys we adopted are now called Rosie and Lily. And their previous names were Rosie and Lola. But I asked Lola what she wanted, and she wanted Lily. First, we started with Miss Lily, but now we're at Rosie and Lily. That's great. Well, wonderful. Well, how can people get a hold of you to learn more about your work or to support your organization?
Well, to learn more about the Gentle Barn, our amazing animals, and how you can get involved, please go to gentlebarn.org and find us on all social media platforms by going to @thegentlebarn. And to find out more about me and my animal communication and my personal journey, people can find me at ellielax.com. And that's a way that they can find my books as well.
That is so wonderful. Well, this has been such a wonderful time we've spent together. And I think we could talk about donkeys all day, but we have to say goodbye for now. You've been listening to The Human Animal Connection. I'm your host, Jeannie Joseph, and my wonderful, delightful guest, Ellie Lax from The Gentle Barn. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you for tuning in to The Human Animal Connection show. Please visit our website, thehumananimalconnection.org. There you can sign up for our free email newsletter, book a consultation, or check out our blogs and resources. Our best-selling book, The Human-Animal Connection, is available on Amazon. And your donation of any amount keeps our nonprofit organization providing life-changing services.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.